This is the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Stereo 1230 WBLQ. Coming up, the Dr. J Show.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I'm thrilled to be back with you again this week to help you let go of fear and shift your life into gear. Each Monday afternoon at 5 o'clock Eastern Time on WLBQ 1230 AM and on the Internet at transformationtalkradio.com, you'll be able to hear me in dialogue with some of the most gifted coaches, speakers. So I hope you'll stay with me over the next hour because I have a really exciting guest today, a very timely topic, the topic of coaching. We're going to talk about the burgeoning world of life coaching, and we have a world-renowned expert with us to talk about that. So we'll be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in causing ill health and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4222. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Transformation Talk Radio on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
Okay, we're back. I want to jump right into my exciting opportunity to talk with an expert in the world of life coaching today. But before I do that, what I was reflecting just briefly before we went to a break and I ran into a little bit of a technical difficulty is just my own experience with what's on the radio these days. I had an opportunity to drive 4 hours up to Boston from New York yesterday, and I took the opportunity to listen in to what was available on the radio. And I have to say, after listening to the pundits of politics and the sports shows and a variety of what I would call kind of cantankerous political news, I was really, really grateful for NPR. And I think it's unfortunate that NPR is one of the last remaining radio shows that we can tune into to get really the voice of reason, to have interesting dialogue and listen to experts from the writing field, from the spiritual field, from the cultural fields, not just a lot of conflictual kind of political raving. So I'm excited to be on this radio show where hopefully we will, through Life Shifting with Dr. J, inject a little, not only humor, but a little help, information for people that are still going through the difficult times as we emerge from this recession. And so today, I'm really excited to be moving into a topic that is near and dear to my heart, since I have been an executive coach for over 15 years, and I've evolved my executive coaching practice to include life coaching. And I've had the opportunity to work with my guest on a number of different projects. We've done workshops together, and she is, safe to say, a world-renowned expert in the field, the growing field of life coaching. She is the president of the International Coaching Federation here in New York, which I would imagine is, if not the largest, one of the largest practices of coaching, one of the largest associations for the coaching profession in the United States. And Lori Lawson is also a radio host. She has her own radio show, and she's also a TV host. She has a regular TV show called Coach TV. So I'd love to welcome Lori to join me, and we'll talk about the growing field of life coaching. Are you there, Lori?
Yeah, how exciting is this to be with you on your radio show? Fantastic.
Well, welcome.
And I can hear you.
I'm excited to have you. We are having an opportunity to kind of turn the tables a little bit, because I have been on your show a number of times.
You're my favorite guest, actually. I think that's how we met, isn't it? On the television show.
Yeah, well, we actually did a couple of workshops together for the Coaching Federation in New York, and you were kind enough to have me on, come to a couple of the events for the New York chapter of the Federation when my book came out. And but yeah, we've had an opportunity to work together a couple times, very successfully.
That was one of our most popular presentations, actually, when your book came out and you were talking about life shifting. And that spurred on a workshop, and you've just been invaluable to the field of coaching. So I'm thrilled that you're having me on your radio show.
Well, I think the same could be said for you. And, you know, I feel kind of fortunate because I get to turn the tables this time. And I'd love to start out by asking you, I know everybody wants to know about how you became a coach, but I think one of the things that we really want to talk about today is, what is it like to have a coach, and when do you need one? When does a coach come into your life to help? How do you choose? So maybe you'd kick off your little talk about yourself a little differently from, instead of how you became a coach, but did you ever have one? Did you ever choose to have a coach? And if so, what was that experience like?
Well, actually, that is how I became a coach. I wanted a coach. There was, in 2004, I was totally hooked, and I would never admit this, on a soap opera kind of thing that was called Starting Over. And it was a bunch of women in a house in Chicago, and they just went after the meaning of life and changed themselves, and it was fantastic. And I kept saying, oh, I'd kill to get in that house. And then suddenly life coaching came on the scene, and it was like, that's what I want. I want a life coach. And when I went to check it out, somebody said, well, you know what? You'll really learn about yourself if you become a life coach. So it was like, no, all right, let me just see how this works. And immediately, all the things you thought you knew totally revolutionized, and you just realized how wrong you were. So suddenly it was like, oh, my gosh. So the first My coaching came in three modules. And so the first module was just like all about me. It's like, oh, my gosh, I'm doing this and I'm doing this. And I didn't know this was why I was doing that. The second one was just as phenomenal. But it was like, this stuff is so great. You've got to share it.
So how did you choose your own coach?
How did I say it again?
How did you choose a coach in the first place?
Well, I chose a coaching school, actually. I have a tendency to just sort of look at the signs and listen to the universe, and it happened to present itself to me, and it was like, let me go and see what this is all about. And I liked the introduction, and it was like, okay, this might be something I want to do. So I chose the school, and then I chose, as a part of the practice and the training, you have to have coaches and you have to be a coach, and you're all playing and experimenting on one another. And it was just like, oh my gosh, it really cuts to the chase, and gets you, well, first it helps you define what it is you want to do and or whatever problem or obstacle you're dealing with. And then it just helps you get there. And it's like, wow, this is really something new. I mean, we're all used to therapy and you know, where you go and you talk it out and you talk. This is just like, here's the action plan. Let's do it, you know.
Yeah. What were some of your preconceived notions? You said you had thoughts that it was going to be a certain way and that you were pleasantly surprised.
Well, I thought I knew everything. I was like, well,
I love that. Isn't that always the case?
Like, I'll just go and share my knowledge with everybody, and won't I be the hit of the class? And it was like, wow, I don't know anything. I think I'm doing things for the right reason, and it's like, that isn't even the issue. I mean, usually when you say, okay, this is my problem, it's six layers under, and it's like, that's really your problem. That's a manifestation of your problem. So it was, I think the most amazing thing was that there was what I didn't know and how open I was to learning. Yeah.
Wow, that's really great. And then do you take that into your practice with clients?
Well, you do. You have to realize that everybody comes with preconceived notions, and I always, when they say, okay, here's what I want to work on, this is my problem, I always put in the back of my head, that's what they think their problem is, and let me dig a little deeper and find out what the real problem is. And so, yes, that was a learning, one of the many learning lessons I had when I was in training. It was like, okay, you think you know what your problem is, but it's probably not that. It's probably something else.
Can you walk us through an example? Because I love to do this because so many different coaches have different approaches. So when someone comes to you as a referral and it seems like it might be a good match, walk us through a little bit about how you approach your coaching engagements and how you set up the expectations and how you actually work with people.
Okay, and I think I might be, well, I won't say I'm different, but I try not to talk it to death, and I try not to explain coaching. I try to give them a little bit an example of what we would be working on, and, you know, I let them tell me what it is that their issue is. And then I listen for a keyword. If they go, you know, I'm feeling a little guilty, then we deal with the guilt. Or they say, I'm a little hesitant, then we deal with the reluctance. Or if they say, I'm totally successful and I'm still not happy, then we're going to define success. It's coming at it from a whole different angle and just letting them see, okay, let's open this up a little and let's explore. And what I try to do, and I'm sure I get on, when people are really serious and in a down mood, I'm sure I get on people's nerves, but I try to make you realize that this can be a fun experience while you're learning.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I mean, one of the things that you have as kind of your moniker is that coaching is transformational, but it can also be fun.
Right, it doesn't mean you can't have fun doing it.
I mean, I know you, and I know you're really a fun person, so it doesn't surprise me that you would have that philosophy, but I'm curious, how do you interject that into your coaching engagements?
Well, I think you keep it light, and certainly if they say, you know, my dog just died, then it's not a time for a joke, but you keep it light, and you realize that you look at it, the irony. I find that if you can find something humorous, that's going to really put it in a whole different perspective, and then you can kind of deal with it a little bit more detached and really go after what the problem is. So certainly I would interject a joke. I would let them know that, you know, I've been there. Whatever would sort of put me on the same level and also realize that, okay, we're going to have a little fun with this. We're not going to be uptight, and they're going to be nervous, of course, because they have no idea what coaching is. So
right. It's
just kind of, we're going to build a rapport. We're going to have a little fun while we're doing it, and then we're going to, I hope that I'm going to ask you that zinger question that'll change your life.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that that you love to come in with a bit of humor because, you know, one of the things that I wrote about in my book, and if you remember when we did the workshop on the book, Practices, helping coaches, you know, working with clients that are really in a fearful state or in an anxious state. Mm-hmm. And one of the key themes that we talked about in that workshop and that I wrote about in the book and that you and I have dialogued about is that the thing that's really, really crucial with a coach is that you get to sort of step outside your story. You know, when people come to us, they're so caught up in whatever negative or horrible kind of victim-like story they're telling themselves. And I think it's great that, you know, humor is one of those ways to help people step back and sort of take a look at it and say, hey, you know what? That's really just a story you're telling yourself. It's not necessarily the only option.
That's one of the most empowering things, I think, in your book. It's like, yes, because you are, step back from your story if you can. And I think that's the job of a coach also. It's like giving a new, we call it reframing, we call it a new perspective, we call it, whatever you want to call it. It's giving a whole new concept to what you're dealing with. Because when you're in the muck and the mire, it's like, oh, this is the worst thing in the world. But if you can just sort of pull out and view it for, or let someone else view it, you know, and bring that view to you, then it, you can start working within a whole different level. I think Wayne Dyer has in his book, a problem cannot be solved by the same mind that created it. So that means you've got to expand or move along or step out of the box, like you say, before you're going to create that problem.
Right.
I mean, solve that problem. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that the, the challenge for coaches, though, is to create an environment and a practice that helps people to be less hesitant and be more willing to ask for help. Because I think, as you said before, even when you thought about going into a coaching course, it's a little bit daunting. It's like, I think out in the world of self-help, you know, people have a particular preconceived notion about a psychiatrist and about a psychotherapist and about a psychologist, and now we have coaches. And one of the things that I want to try to do with this show is bring on guests that really can help clarify, you know, what do you need? How do you ask for help? So, you know, when you have someone who kind of is in that place where they know they need help, but they're not really sure what, you know, do they need Prozac? Do they need the psychiatrist? Do they need the therapist? How do you help them?
First of all, I think you have to explore. You have to ask some really penetrating questions and not worry about if you're prying, because, of course, that is your job to pry. And try to see. Now, if they say, you know, I'm having suicidal thoughts once a week, I know immediately this isn't for me. I'm not trained in that aspect. If they're saying I've been trying to get this 20 pounds off my body for 14 years, then I'm going, okay, maybe I can deal with this. I think I can give you a different perspective and we can work together. And so you just have to explore, and you have to know your limitations. And often you won't know that. You'll have a couple of sessions with a client, and then suddenly you'll realize, you know what, I'm out of my league here. And at that point, you have to be honest enough with yourself to say, I have to refer this person out. I'll be glad to work with whatever other person, if that is a therapist or a psychiatrist. You know, I'll be glad to do that in conjunction. But I have an inkling that this is not, I can't help on this level. And it's a matter of being honest with both the client and yourself.
Right. Tell us a little bit about your success stories.
Success stories.
I mean, people that it really was a good match and you really did help and make a big difference.
Okay. I had a client that was originally from India, and she was working for an airline and doing just fine here in the New York City area. And they promoted her and sent her out to Kansas City, Missouri, a place I've never been. I know it's out there somewhere. And
we may have listeners out there, so we have to.
I'm more than, it's a place on my list that I'd like to go, actually, someplace, just to see what Missouri's like. But and she suddenly became, she was a very competent person, obviously, because they had promoted her, and you know, they gave her this huge airline or airport, you know, part to manage. And it was like suddenly she became a blithering, incompetent, insecure person. And it was like, okay, now what's going on here? And you could say, well, maybe the plane ride out was she bumped her head. I don't know. But we had to take a couple of sessions and really dig. And it was like suddenly she was out of ethnicity-filled New York, where everyone is different.
Right. Okay. That makes
sense. Missouri, and suddenly she was no longer the competent airport manager. She was a little Indian girl out of her league, and we had to get her back to the person that got promoted in the first place. And she was sabotaging herself because she was being so insecure. And once we made that connection, and she realized that it was all uncomfortable because she had never been, you know, this is middle America, and that's just quite different from New York City. Then she suddenly blossomed, and she did just fine. But it took about, I'm going to say 2 months to get to that point, because we kept saying, well, what's going wrong here, and what's going on? And finally it was, I realized, and then she realized that she had changed her demeanor because she had changed her location.
Wow, well, I love that story because it says so much about how we create stories about who we are in different environments, right? And,
exactly.
You know, we have a narrative of being powerful in a diverse city like New York City where there's a very high level of acceptance of all different kinds of people from different cultures, different races, different countries. And then you plop someone from India down into the middle of the country, and obviously it's a whole different ball game. And I could see where it would be rather overwhelming. And what a powerful example of how someone in a coaching I think of as not something that goes on for 6 years, you know, 12 years of delving into what happened with your parents when you were 10, but really looking at what kind of story you're carrying, what kind of fear you're carrying right now, and how that interaction with a supportive, listening, deeply present person can really get you back in touch with how you're sabotaging yourself. So what a great
I'm sure
she was incredibly appreciative.
She was, and it's the same thing your marvelous book says. Step away from your story. Step outside your story. Because she was telling, nothing had changed. She was telling herself all this, and that was her story right then. And
right.
Like you said, step out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great, and I think that it's that kind of story that helps people make the distinction between psychotherapy and psychiatry and life coaching, because I don't know about you, but I find that if you find the right client who has a real issue, it could be about their career, it could be about their relationship or their life situation, but if you really develop a connection and a listening and a comfort, you can really help people shift very quickly. I mean, it can be, as you said, 2 months, 3 months. It doesn't have to take 5 years. Don't you think that's true?
I do. I think that is the beauty of coaching. I think that's why it's caught on as such a viable profession, once you realize that, okay, your commitment might be 3 months as opposed to 3 years, it's like, okay, I'm going to give this a chance. And usually, you can, if you have a good coach, you can find a positive effect within the first couple of sessions. You know, it's like, first of all, just to have someone listen to you, and then to have someone be in your corner, you know, helping you on. It's an amazing aspect. You don't realize. I'm always surprised when people start talking and it's like and they keep almost apologizing for talking. It's like no, go ahead, I'm listening.
Yeah,
people who listen.
You get to be the center of attention, right?
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. And I have my amazing life coach expert, the president of the International Coaching Federation from New York, Lori Lawson. And when we get back, I'm going to prime Lori with something that is a little bit more controversial, some of these new forms of coaching, and I want to get her take on things. But I'm going to wait until we come back from break. So I'll see you in a minute.
Discover why researchers are investing time and money in an attempt to explain reconnective healing and how you too can master this extraordinary work. Reconnective healing is a globally recognized new level of healing and has been documented in 6 books to date. Join Eric Pearl in Los Angeles for the Level 1 and 2 Reconnective Healing Seminar, October 1st through the 3rd. These seminars will teach you mastery beyond anything you've ever read about, thought about, or dreamed about. To register, visit TheReconnection.com.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Today's tip is brought to you by David Emerald, author of The Power of TED. Call a timeout every now and then. Set your watch to remind yourself every 2 hours to take a look at your intentions and actions. Have you been focusing on reacting to problems or creating outcomes? Have you been responding from the victim role of the drama triangle or the creator role of the empowerment dynamic? Take time out to review your intentions and choices, making sure that you are, indeed, focused on creating the outcomes you want in your life. That is the way of a creator. Here's to the creator in you.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
Okay, we're back with Life Shifting with Dr. J. I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and my guest today is Lori Lawson, the president of the International Coaching Federation in New York, and a life coach, and the host of Coach TV in New York. And Lori and I have been talking about our experiences with the whole idea of coaching as kind of a new way to get people in gear, to help people proactively in a very present focused way to move through difficult times, move through fear, get in gear, and really to be able to live life more full out. Lori, are you there?
I am, yes.
Great. You know, I said just before we went on the break that I wanted to get your input on what I consider to maybe be a little bit of a controversial subject, but since you're an expert in the field of life coaching as it's growing and the certification around the International Coaching Federation, and I know this is something that you are involved in, and I'm curious to get your thoughts. I had a client who came to me. He's worked with me in the past, and we had lost touch for a couple of years, And then he read my book, and he called me up, and he said, I'm thinking about maybe coming back and working with you again, but I just recently got diagnosed with ADHD, or ADD, you know, attention deficit disorder. And my psychiatrist is recommending that I see an ADD coach or an ADHD coach. And I have to be honest, I didn't even know there was such a thing. And so he gave me the name of a couple people that he's talking to, and I looked up their information, and, you know, their work looks very interesting. Some of them are credentialed through ICF, and I thought, you know, I wanted to ask Lori, is this a new trend in the coaching profession for people to be very specialized, or is this something just very much around ADD? Have you seen this? And, you know, tell me your thoughts and your experience with this.
Coaching is niche-oriented. They want you to have a select area, and they figure, you know, if you make it clear, then build it and the clients will come. But make it clear what you're doing. And I have heard of ADD coaches or ADHD coaches. Ironically enough, or not, I'm of two minds of that. It's like the coaches I know also are diagnosed with ADD. So my thought would be maybe that's a good match.
You have two ADD people talking to each other?
But very briefly, not for a long time.
I hate to imagine what that kind of conversation sounds like. But
well, you know, there is one. I know. There is one who doesn't even make appointments. He goes, just call me whenever you get the urge. And that to me is just bizarre. It's like, that means you're tied to the phone.
Call me whenever you get the nerve? Is that what you said?
The urge when you need to talk. And it's like, that seems really lackadaisical. Now, if that works, not having ADD, I don't know. For me, I need an appointment. I need a commitment. I need a time on my calendar to say, you know, this is when this is going to take place. For the ADD, I've heard people say that, okay, ADD is the way to go, and I'm going to start specializing in that. And it's like, okay. One would hope that they're going to do a little research before they do that. If indeed you are ADD, I don't know. My thought is, and again, I'm going back to your darn book, which is so cool, is to get away from your story. It's like people come to me and I don't have children. And at first it was like, oh, I can't, you know, coach parents and stuff. And it's like, you know what? I'm exactly what a parent needs, because you're enmeshed in the world of children and obligations and putting yourself second. And so you need someone with a fresh outlook. So I'm not sure if an ADD person coaching an ADD person is effective, or is it just two people bouncing off each other? So I think I would be a bit skeptical. What is your thought?
Well, I think you and I are kind of aligned about this. I mean, I did a little bit of research into the types of practices that the ADD coaches are presenting. And as I shared with my client, I mean, as a psychologist, I had to study these diagnosis categories as part of my graduate work. And, you know, the majority of the practices that I think people use to help with ADD and anything which is around people having a difficult time focusing or staying energized or being able to follow through with a project, a lot of those practices come from the cognitive behavioral psychology world, where, you know, they're practices around helping to shift your thinking, to stay focused, to stay present. There are a lot of little tricks you can use that are kinds of really trying to trick your mind. Practices, affirmations, meditations, and I think a lot of them can be very useful, but there's two concerns I have. One is, you know, as coaching is relatively new still, life coaching, and if it starts to get too fragmented, I think people are already somewhat hesitant to go out and hire a coach. And so if we get too specialized, then it gets even more complicated. And then the other thing I'm a little concerned about is these ADD coaches are using these psychiatric and psychological diagnostic categories, but I don't think any of them, at least not the ones that I looked up, had psychology backgrounds. So I'm curious, do you know they were accredited and certified through the International Coaching Federation? Did they get training in that? Do you guys do that in your conferences? I haven't been to a national conference.
Well, actually, you could get a breakout session, and they, you know, we get an hour or a 2-hour presentation on it. But really, by being certified for ICF, that means that you have. It doesn't really mean that you've been trained in any special field. It means that you have met a certain requirement. You've met the ethical, moral, and standards, and you've also met a certain requirement of how many hours you have coached and been paid for that, and that you have gone to certified training that's been approved by them. But it doesn't. It would be more of a coach training as opposed to an ADD training. And I think that's an excellent point that you're making. It's like they probably don't have psychiatrists backing, you know, or training or anything like that. So if your only qualification is that you may have ADD too, that could be a very dangerous premise to begin coaching on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt that there are definitely very well-intentioned coaches, and maybe I'm going to have one on my show and talk to him or her and really find out how they develop their practice, and because I'm sure they're committed to really helping their clients. But I think it's just an interesting process that life coaching is already starting to fragment into all these real deep specialties. And, you know, I think about how difficult, if I were sitting on the edge, looking out over the abyss, you know, and wondering what's next, like in my career or my relationship or, you know, being depressed about being laid off, and I thought about getting a coach, it's like the last thing I want to do is have to go through 15 different types of coaches and figure out which is the right one for me. And I mean, what do you suggest for someone who is listening right now and who may be feeling stuck and who thinks, you know, maybe I would like to try this coaching thing? Where would you send them? And obviously to your website, and we'll give out that information, but how would you help them to frame getting support?
I think there's a couple of questions that you have to ask. And one would be, are they certified? Now, right now in the United States, ICF is the gold standard. So it's like, why not go for the gold? Make sure that they're ICF certified. It's hard to get references because this is such a highly confidential field that sometimes clients don't want people to know that they're being coached in any way, or because that's considered being helped. So it's
right.
Hard to do that, but I would say talk to the person, ask them if, you could get an introductory session and at least see if there's a fit. Check out their website. Of course, the first thing I do is go to the testimonial page, and whether it's, you know, made up or not, I want to see how creative they are. The way you would weed out, I mean, just the way you would research a car, decide what you want and decide what the options are and then test it out and just see. There's certainly, and also a good coach will refer you out to other coaches, which is odd in itself. But it's like if you're saying, I'm looking, my main thing is that I need career transition, and you're a health and wellness coach, then you might want to say, I know someone who specializes in that. Word of mouth is a great way to do it, really.
Right. Yeah, I think the core of it is that it's really a relationship, just like any other, and you have to find that connection where, you know, you can feel safe. And it's like being able to let down your hair and really feel comfortable that the person's there really listening to you. So we're going to take one more break. And when we come back, I want to switch gears again and get more into what you consider to be some of the fun, exciting new tools that are available in the coaching field. I know that you are involved with one that I'm going to ask you about and making it available to people. So you are listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and Lori Lawson from the International Coaching Federation is here with me, and we will be right back.
Music.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their trials. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
The Reconnection presents the 8th Annual U.S. Mastery Conference in Los Angeles, October 8th through 10th. Celebrate the reconnection of science, healing, and consciousness, and join this once-in-a-lifetime group of world-renowned speakers, authors, scientists, and luminaries. Elevate your health and happiness to new levels and connect to your true healing mastery. Featured speakers John Holland, Bruce Lipton, Joe Dispenza Danya, and Catherine Brinkley. Raymond Moody, William Tiller, Eric Pearl, and more. They'll reveal new insights for the recognition of healing, science, and consciousness. Register now at TheReconnection.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
And we're back. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and my guest today is Lori Lawson, who is a very experienced life coach in New York City and is also the president of the International Coaching Federation's New York chapter. And she's also, I have to mention in passing before I forget, that she is also the host of a regular TV show here in New York called Coach TV. And you and I are going to be on the TV together tonight. Is that true, Lori?
Yes, it is true. It better be true. I'll be talking to myself
so
on air.
I'm looking forward to that.
They can find you, actually, wherever they are, even if it's in Missouri, at www.mnn, for Manhattan Neighborhood Network.org. And just click on the Lifestyle Channel at 8 o'clock tonight, and you and I are going to be talking in reverse. I'm going to be asking
great.
You all the questions.
We are having a media blitz day, right? On
yes,
my radio show and then on your TV show.
Yes, you are.
Very cool. So, well, one of the things I want to do with the last few minutes that we have is you have shared with me that you're involved with some new tools, some new practices, and I'm going to let you take over and tell us a little bit about what you're finding to be working with clients that's fun and exciting and potentially life-transforming.
Okay, that's exactly what it is. It's I call it my magic cards. It's something that it's a card game that was established in Israel. And since then, it's been put into four languages, Hebrew, American, also known as English, Deutsch, and I'm sorry I forgot the other one, but and it is an exquisite game designed to bring the left brain and the right brain together. And it is a workshop in a box. It is just so amazing. It's a set of cards, and you'll have a picture that will be totally wonderful. There are just the photography set. And then a word that may or may not relate to the picture. And you can do so much with that. There's, to each picture and card, there is a story, that there's a parable, there's quotes, there's coaching questions. There's a layout board where people can work on certain issues. And it never fails. When I use this with clients, they immediately go, how did you make those cards come up? And it's just the way it affects your brain. The people who developed it are nothing short of brilliant. Yaron Golan and Efrat, his wife, I believe, it is such a magnificent game, and a coaching tool, because what it does is it just takes your mind on another channel, and it's like you're, again, step outside of your story. It takes you to another story, another perspective. It helps you coach. It's designed to coach. It's called Points of View, the coaching game, and it's designed to help you coach to the maximum and to get the maximum response. Bernie Siegel, the past president of ICF, and I are going to be doing a workshop for this next Wednesday, actually, the 29th, for a place called Career Gear, which is Dress for Success with Men. And we are just so looking forward to it, because every workshop that we've done so far, people just come away and they are amazed. They are amazed. You could go to, I have a website that kind of shows you what I'm talking about, because I know I'm stammering and, promising good things.
Before you do that, I'm going to make sure we give out all your contact information. But
okay.
Before you do that, is this game something that your client needs to purchase, or is it something that you use as part of a coaching engagement? How does it actually work?
I like to do face-to-face coaching. So if I can do face-to-face coaching, and I've actually figured out a way you can do it over the phone too, but I use it on my clients. It's a tool that I use. I think every coach should have it in their back pocket. But and of course the client can purchase it also. But you can use it one-on-one. You can use it with families. You can use it with work groups. You can use it with yourself. And quite often I do. If I'm having an issue, I just lay out the cards and go, okay. Because it makes you think at a whole different thing. So it's a great gift. It's a great tool.
Just to be clear, this isn't like a tarot deck, right?
No. No, it isn't. That's the magic. No, it isn't. It's just really designed to make your right brain and your left brain come together for optimal thinking and thinking outside the box. And I've never seen it fail. And I'm not being prejudiced. I'm just being truthful. It's like,
how is it like a game when it's called a game? Do you compete with yourself, or is it?
You can compete with yourself, but it's not a game. You would just like, if there's a beautiful, it's all ergonomically and ecologically, it's in a canvas thing, and there's a canvas layout, and there are four sections where you can decide what your issue might be. It might be pain, loss and gain, or it might be awareness, and you just draw the cards, and there are questions that relate to the cards, and you speak to the issue through the card, whatever card you draw, which may be the joy card, it may be the death card, it may be the difficulty card, it may be the just be card, whatever the card is. And if you have a group of people, you would just have them pick a card and introduce themselves through the card. And that automatically,
if you do this with groups.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's so fantastic. That's why we're looking forward to the 29th, because this is a group of Career Gear is for men who have been previously incarcerated and are now coming back, and it's been so successful in prisons and places like that, where people are encouraged to think outside the box and get out of their current story and move into a whole different sphere. And that's we're really looking forward and to see how that, and we're going to do another one in November at the same place, just because we want everybody to get the experience.
Well, I think that's really exciting. I mean, it's interesting how we can use these tools, whether it's games or cards or, just ways to get people to reflect and step back. Because I think that, you know, the theme that I'm always harping on and circling back around is to help people move through fear. And so often the fear comes from that place of feeling stuck, you know, like you just can't get out of your story. And so these tools, like the games that you're describing, can be so useful for people to be able to step back and in a playful, safe, very empowering kind of way, reengage with others and with themselves in different ways. So I think it's really exciting that you're doing that.
I'm so thrilled. I'm so thrilled that I had the opportunity to experience it. And if I use it for nothing else except myself, I'm pleased. But when I see a coach, when I see a client just really go to a whole different level, it is just so exciting. And so it makes it all worthwhile. It's like, yeah, that's what I wanted to be a coach for.
Well, I think it's exciting. I think that you are the coolest coach, as they say. And you're always on to something new and exciting, whether it's blogging or TV shows or running workshops. And I'm gonna we're gonna wrap up here, but I just want to thank you for joining me. Let's give out all your contact info so that people can track you down if they want to learn more about the coaching game or if they want to potentially have you as a coach. So we have what, www.doingitbythenumbers.com.
Right.
That's one of your websites?
Yes, it is.
And then we have, is there a Points of View website, or is that?
Yes. It's www.pointsofviewnyc.com.
Okay.
And then your private
website for your practice is www.eljnyc.com, right?
Actually, no, it's eljny.com.
Oh, okay. Everybody, www.elny.com.
No, nope, but let's try it again.
And Lori, it's been an honor to have you. And,
it's been so fantastic being here. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And it's funny, I'm going to see you in about an hour on the TV. So those of you that are listening that would like more of the Lori and Jeff show, tune in 8 o'clock. What is it? It's 8 o'clock Eastern time.
8 o'clock Eastern time. You can do www.mcc.org. MNN.org. And click on the Lifestyle Channel, and you're going to see Dr. J right there.
That's great. Okay, Lori, I'll see you soon. Thanks again.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. It was fun.
All right, everyone. I'm going to say goodbye to you now, and I want to leave you with a quick tip. We've been talking about coaching, and I think my tip for the week around this idea of life coaching is very, very simple. But, you know, when the moment is right or when the time is difficult, it really is key. And that is, don't hesitate to ask for help. You know, we talked about making an investment of 2 or 3 months with someone can be life-changing. Someone like Lori, who has an unbelievable way of listening and a set of tools. And I know in my practice, I'm working with people for sometimes just a few months. And I recently had a conversation with someone who was debating about whether to buy a flat-screen TV or to invest in life coaching. And, at the end of the day, we all like having these newfangled gadgets, whether they're iPads or TVs or whatever. But, you know, investing in coaching could change your life. So I really want to encourage people. My tip of the week is don't hesitate to ask for help. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Life Shifting with Dr. J. Thank you for joining me. Good night, everyone.